The Game with Bill and Steve's weeknights after Homer on 540 ESPN and ESPNMilwaukee.com.
And yes, he has returned back. I'll bet. No way. Where'd you shoot? What? I bet. Let me guess. Were you playing with other celebrities, Aaron Rodgers, or were just with some common folk like us?
I play about a hole and then go back and play with another group.
Oh,
and
that's
hole,
cute.
Go back
that's,
with another group.
That's stuff. Nice yeah. of you, because I'm sure you'd rather play the course.
Yeah, it's a great course. I had one natural birdie today, so I felt good about that. I played like 9 holes, probably. Yeah.
Oh, we're getting some input here.
Todd Nelson did a great job. His group was solid. And, the course is in incredible shape.
Did you get to play it yesterday? Or
No, I didn't. I didn't. No. I was a little busy. I was at driver's event hitting home runs, and then I went over to the dinner down here at Kalahari. So
ho-hum about that. Driver's thing. I was just
couple
home runs.
That's kind of my – I'm averaging, like, I think, in 4 years I've hit 7 home runs. So do the math real quick, 1.75 per
game.
Well,
let me do the math. Yep. Let me finish.
Yeah. Is anybody else any good? We Matt heard
Flynn.
From you Matt, earlier in the
Matt's
show.
A great,
it's
Matt,
just you and Matt,
Matt got
and
a
just
trophy,
everybody
probably
else?
4 foot high for winning the home run derby this year.
I would think
over Brian Berlaga, who supposedly hit 14 home runs at Miller Park, which after watching him in the softball game, it's really
he's
debatable.
He's probably using a metal bat, right?
Really debatable. He probably was, yeah.
That Tausch, I would think, he's got a – he didn't –
I'll tell you what. When Tausch only hit one home run, we went to Miller, and I had two, he was the maddest guy ever. I came in the next day and was, you know – if he had won, he would have told everybody. Yeah. Bragging
but I bet
about
he
to
played some baseball. I bet he's decent. He's probably he didn't make your top four.
He's a future beer league player for sure.
He's got to get his girth behind it. Yeah. Aaron's more the natural athlete. Even though Tosh, he played a little basketball in high school.
I'm assuming this is this was an unlimited arc yesterday. They just groove him in there for you, right?
No, it was
well,
some pretty good arc.
I mean, they had softball pitchers and they hit the ball. I heard Driver walked like 9 guys in a row or something.
No, I don't know about that. We smashed. I mean, the defense, it's pretty embarrassing. You hit a fly ball to the outfield.
It's an adventure out there.
Their catching percentage was below.
It's bad.
What? They got to have 40. Some skills there. Are they going to change
it? We had Obi out there and Pat Lee, and some of those guys had a real hard time catching the ball.
Defensive backs, I would think, have some skills
if they could catch,
there.
They'd be on offense.
Well, they have speed, yeah. That's true. That's what they say about defensive guys. If they could catch, they'd be on offense.
So what's the deal going to be next year? They're obviously going to change
the rules. If you're good looking, you'd be on TV.
That's right, yes. Yeah. That's right. Yep. And I have been on TV, as a matter of fact.
That doesn't really count. Yeah. That's Channel 32.
Oh, no. I believe you need to go to YouTube. Just need to do your research. Usually you're more well-informed when you make a comment like this. First of all, Emmy Award-winning. First of all, only sportscaster in all of Milwaukee.
His toupee also won an
award.
And
Big Glass's toupee, YouTube with Pack Attack.
Really?
Yes.
I can't wait to watch that when I get home.
I'm almost afraid that I mentioned it. It might have been better left unsaid. But I can handle it. Just want to let you know. You know, it was a big time show. All of restaurants. I don't want to mention who the star player
was on
the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, number four, we took care of him, and it was big time.
You're big number four.
Well, what happens?
I mean, just admit it.
What?
You've been very derogatory about me and my career.
No, that's just a lie.
That's true.
No, do you get on Trent Dilfer the same way?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well then I don't feel so bad.
I do,
because you know he made the list. And
you said something. Yeah, you said something about Tony Romo being way out of my
league.
That's never been said.
No. Like that.
I can stand by the truth. You're usually a truth guy. I didn't know you moved it with other people. I said I thought he was better. I didn't say he was way better than out of the league.
The season
as a matter of fact,
Tauscher,
I said it
Tauscher
was pretty
told
close.
Me you said he was way out of my league.
Yeah, well, I would say
consider
this.
Consider your
I'm
sources,
believe Mark
sir.
Over I believe you.
That's fine. You got to do that. You're the quarterback. I understand that, but it's a lie. But that's okay. You got to stay with
your
team.
You're pretty into yourself, though. I mean, you got your own bobblehead. You know, you rock your 100.5.
Where's your bobblehead?
I think you're pretty.
My bobblehead has this chin strap beard that I've actually never worn in my entire life and never would wear.
I think you're pretty into yourself, too. That's okay. It's a good thing, right?
You know, as an NFL quarterback, don't you have to be? At least
no.
at some level?
No, you got what? You got,
how am I into myself? Talk to me here.
You're good at stuff, and you tell people that you're good at stuff.
I'm just stating the facts.
Well, I think I do pretty much the same. How are my facts different than you when you state the facts? I think I state the facts pretty well,
I didn't
too.
Say it matter-of-factly. I said I had a good week. I had a good week. I shot even par for the first time. I had 200 bowling. I had a double home run. I mean, that's all the truth, right?
Yes, it is. I didn't realize that was the key.
Okay.
It's just the tone and everything.
It is. You got a lot to learn.
I
got to
work on the tone?
Yeah.
Really?
When you retire and let somebody who actually knows what they're doing get on here and do your job.
Now, see, and I was going to say, my next question is going to be, because when you were doing the thing with Jen Latta, and you mentioned, who is it, Todd McShay, that you got on a little bit because it wasn't accurate. And I thought, oh, great question would be then, who do you listen to or talk to that you do respect it, that you feel helps you, that's legitimate in really analyzing what's going on? Because that'd be helpful to the rest of us. If they have your respect, given your standards, then it would help us to who to listen to.
Well, a good starting point is if you played in a league and had some success.
But we haven't. So we have to decide who to listen to.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the guys on ESPN.
Oh, how about like Jaworski?
You know what? I like him, but when I was coming out, he did the worst segment, my opinion, in the history of TV about me, talking about my fundamentals, which was not even close to anywhere near my fundamentals. And the first time I met him, somebody introduced me to him. I said, yeah, I know. I'm the guy who ripped me before the draft. And the rest of the night, he just told me what a great player I was. I was like, come on, man. Like, I know you saw me. And now he loves me.
You're gonna say,
and now he loves me.
Well, Dilfer, you've been very complimentary of Trent, and we've had him on the show, and he's been great.
I like Trent.
See, I think he's the best.
He does a good job. He does.
No, I think he tells us stuff that you don't normally hear that helps make you smarter about the position.
Well, he's had success at the position. You look at Marcellus Wiley, he's up there talking about quarterback play. The guy was a defensive end for, you know, a few years in the league. But
he could still know. Some guys that are bad players can know, can't they?
He's not any good.
On that alone. So Dilfer's good.
How about Gruden?
I think John's good.
Okay. Yeah. Better than Tony Kornheiser, maybe?
A little bit. You know who was better than Tony Kornheiser, though? Dennis Miller was 10 times better. And I thought Dennis, who's a great comedian, was one of the worst Monday Night Football guys ever, but he was 10 times better than Tony Kornheiser.
So he did more research.
Well, his stuff was actually funny. Tony was not funny at all.
No. No, Tony just wanted to talk about that other guy you guys were talking about before the whole time. No, he did. He was famous for it. They'd come to Green Bay. They'd talk about Favre the entire game. He's not on the team anymore. Talk about what the Packers are doing right now.
I like Tony.
He did absolutely no research. We sit in those production meetings, and he had absolutely nothing to offer the conversation. I'm like, what are we doing here? This is stupid.
Yeah, I don't think he should have even
Mike
been
Tirico,
there.
I think, is one of the best play-by-play guys in the game. He's incredible. He's great. He does the research. He comes in. He's got a list of questions that apply to the game you're playing that week.
Yep.
John does a great job. Ron does a great job. They have good questions. They ask you like, all right, hey, I was watching this clip and I saw you do this. You know, why did you do that? But beginning with Tony, he's asking all these dumb questions that have no application to the game you're playing or to anything you're doing.
Well, he was supposed to be in entertainment. He should have never gone. I mean, he was a big disappointment, but he should have
still on PTI. He should have just stayed on PTI.
He's terrible on that too. He's terrible. He's bad.
What is bad?
He's really bad.
Well, okay, can you be a little more specific? What about him is bad? He isn't funny or he says bad things?
I don't think
things?
He's funny. I don't think he's insightful. I don't think he knows really anything about sports.
Well, I think Aaron said that pretty succinctly.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think I think it's age discrimination. I think you're against
the older guys. I think there's something. He's jumped the shark a little
bit.
How
old's Wilbon? I think Wilbon's good on that show.
Yeah.
Because
I think he knows what he's talking about. His stuff. You know, he seems to back his stuff up with stats and stuff that's relevant to the conversation.
Well, I'll grant it. If you never laugh at anything or don't find Tony Kornheiser amusing at all, it would be a waste
of
time.
I used to think he was a lot funnier. You know, he used to host a show, a radio show nationally, 3 hours a day, and I thought he was pretty funny. And the past couple of years, I tend to agree. I always thought he was really good. But what about Troy Aikman?
I like Troy.
Okay.
I think Troy does a good job.
It's tough as a Packers fan to hear that, though. We don't like Troy that much.
Well, I think he does a good job on TV. I don't watch a whole lot of the games playback, but I think Joe Buck is really good at what he does, and Troy's good as well. I mean, he knows the game. He won some Super Bowls. He played at a high level for a long time.
How often do you talk to Trent Dilfer?
A lot before we made that list.
Oh man, I thought you were bigger than that. I thought you could just move on. You know. So how much better than Tony Romo do you think you are?
Tony's a great, great player. He's a good player.
Who's a better golfer?
No.
Tony's a better golfer. Okay.
So now you have complaints, but now it gets to improve on things. If you're just going to complain all the time, you could be in the media. So what would be fair to evaluate Aaron Rodgers versus Tony Romo? How would you compare the two?
I mean, I'm not gonna stoop to your level here and answer this question.
Come on, bring on the tough stuff. Simple question. I'll tell you how I would answer it.
Go ahead. Okay. I'd rather you answer it.
No, because
and
now
I'll tell you if you're right or you're close.
All right.
Or you're wrong.
He has the ability to make plays. Okay, that I distinguish as the difference between the two of you until you played more. Now I see you both have the ability to make plays. I worry about his recklessness and making mistakes as to how good that team can be. That's the area that I think that he has. And he played significantly better last year, but it didn't show up because other parts of the team shortchanged him. So I think he got significantly better last year, but it didn't show up with the team. If he plays that well this year and the team comes up, then you could be playing the Cowboys in late in the playoffs.
You're a big fan of Tony, aren't you? That's fine. Just admit it. You're
no, no, no. Don't
is that because you had a crush on like no. every girl he's dated? Or
again, you know, this is he just pulled the towel.
You know
he's spinning it. He's
but you
spinning
know what? We
it.
Spin
there.
It right
I'm just wondering
to
where
him.
That's coming from.
No. So I think that you're just like even.
Is that because we won the same amount of playoff games or?
No, I just look. That's what my eyes tell me when I watch the two of you play. And I feel comfortable with that opinion since Trent Dilfer seems to have an opinion similar to that. When I asked him to compare the two of you, he said, I have them on exactly the same level. And I thought, hey, maybe I'm pretty good. Maybe I got a chance at analyzing this stuff. He just blew me off totally. So, come on, I can take it. I'm a man. I'm 40.
You're a homer. You need to be a better homer right now.
Ooh. If you told me I was – no. If you said you're wrong, then I reevaluate.
I think Tony's a good player. I'm not going to say anything negative about him. Right. I enjoy hanging out with him. I enjoy right. playing with him at the Pro Bowl. He's a good guy. I like watching him play. He makes plays.
So do you say that finding the two of you very near the same level is inaccurate?
No. Not when you use those words, no. I don't think
all
that's
right.
inaccurate.
All right.
So he spun it
but
the
it
right
seems
way.
Like you – there's a part of this that's – not being spoken. There seems to be a kind of like, you know, something like
the
meeting.
I think he just feels dirty agreeing with you on anything. I'll be honest.
No, he agrees with me on some things.
Mitch is the only
I
guy
I've found him
on
yet,
show.
But I'll get to it eventually.
Not much.
It's possible I could be right. I could be right, even though I haven't played. An analysis of quarterbacks. I could be right just because I have
limited
experience.
Give me your top five right now. Top five quarterbacks.
I top five would definitely be Manning and Brady.
Okay. I think right now you got to put Brees in there.
Yeah, Brees, Romo, and Rodgers. Those five.
Not in that order. But
those would be
the
top
five.
What would be yours? What would be
Philip
Rivers?
Well, leave yourself out. You give your top five, not with yourself included.
Tom Brady's the best by far.
Okay.
It's not even close.
All right.
I think Drew Brees has got to be right there. Tony Romo's a good player.
That's three. He left out.
Yeah, he did.
He left out.
And I'll take Phil Rivers as well, right there.
Okay.
And Peyton, he's around there somewhere.
Is that just a slip, or is there?
No, that's no order specifically, except for Tom being the best.
Why is he so much better?
He does things that other guys can't do. I mean, his pocket presence is better than any of those guys by far. And he throws a better ball. Than just about all those guys. He's a winner. Better than all those guys. Those three guys.
I mean,
those guys are
really good. So you're saying.
Tom's.
So he's one of the best ever.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah.
Like Joe Montana, best ever.
Right.
Whoa.
Steve Young, Joe Montana. Yeah.
So is Aaron going to get mad at me if I go home and put my Tom Brady jersey on? Or?
No. Now, we'd like to know if you have any agenda. Do you have any relationship with any of these people that would influence where you've ranked them in the top five?
No. I mean, I work out with Drew Brees.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's pretty
but
obvious.
That's not a stretch to put Drew Brees in the top five.
Just, top five quarterback.
I just want to make sure we know that it's a level playing field. Did you know, in your mind, did he play that much better this past year, or has he always been that good? And the team was better around him. I think the guy can play the same in his surrounding defense, whatever gets better, and people think he's better and he's been good.
I just think that Greg Williams coming in with that defense and Darren Sharper playing at such a high level, I think that was the difference. He had worse stats in the year before when he threw for 5,000 and something yards. But I think the defense played a lot better and got more turnovers for him. And That made the difference.
We got to have Pack Attack too. So would you like to do Pack Attack? I can bring the glasses and the toupee. No.
Not even to see the toupee?
No. If it was just classic. You and me, man, that'd be,
the show was going great. Fun. You know what killed the show? Who joined the last year and then it ended? I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Who joined the last year?
Offensive lineman, number 65.
He gets on the show. And I show was. He was actually
was
pretty
an Emmy award winning.
That's
show.
When he said that Mike Wall, the famous where Mike Wall went to college.
I have no idea.
University of Navy.
University, not the Naval Academy.
Nope, University of Navy. One of the great moments. You can use that if you wish. He'll remember.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Man, it's always a pleasure. Anything else you have left? You know that you want to get out.
Who's going to win the NBA Finals?
I got Boston. Huh? And I'm going to game 5. Look out.
Are you?
Excuse me. That wasn't being into myself. That was matter of factly.
That was matter of fact.
Oh, yes.
Where's LeBron
and
going?
Let me guess. You're going to be sitting in the up row in the euchre seats.
I'm not sure yet. I'm trying to figure that out right now. Mm-hmm.
Where's LeBron going?
I think that the best spot for him, he might not go here, but the best spot would be the L.A. Clippers.
I can sell that.
The Kobe, LeBron, L.A. battle. In a city, the Clippers, they're a very profitable team that doesn't spend a lot of money.
They're the Clippers.
It doesn't matter.
They wouldn't be the Clippers.
He needs a Jordan-type team to win. Think about when Jordan was winning. He had another guy who can play well, Scottie Pippen. Yeah. He had a 5 who was just a defensive guy, and Bill Cartwright, for the most part, Will Perdue, Luke Longley, those guys. Horace Grant, power forward, didn't need his shots, and then surround him with a couple shooters. Give him a couple shooters. Baron Davis, a Chris Kaman.
Eric Gordon.
Can I ask you a question? Do you shop at Aldi's?
What?
Do you shop at Aldi's?
No.
You're telling LeBron, go shop at Aldi's. It's still Aldi's.
You know, that's what a better challenge than to take a team that has done nothing in the league for a long, long time, forever, to take them to the top.
When you go to Aldi's and find some good food there, let me know. You're LeBron James. You don't go to the Clippers. Because you're second.
You have problems.
You're second. Come on. You're second best. It's Kobe's town. You're like, you're going to
It'll be Kobe and LeBron's town.
Never.
The Clippers can pay him 103% of his current salary compared to the Cavs. We can pay him, 109, 10, 11, something like that. He can make up that money easy in a market like L.A.
Imagine another baseball team in Boston. You got the Red Sox and the other team, and you're telling a guy, go to the other team, man. You can be as big as the Red Sox. Not in a million. There's nothing he can do. They're still the Clippers.
No. That has absolutely zero relevance to this conversation because he's already got three guys on that team who can play. Chris Kaman went to the All-Star game. Baron Davis has been to the All-Star game. Eric Gordon's a good young player.
I'm not talking about the players on the team. They're the Clippers. Can't change that.
Yeah, you can. New uniforms, so new logo.
Oh, yeah, that'll change.
Work for the Lions, right?
There's so much work. There's so much work to do. I thought you were more of a finished product. So now game 5, where is it you're going to be? So we watching on TV?
Game 5, Boston. 2-3-2, look out.
All right, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, you suck.
Our pleasure.
Thanks, Mitch, good to see you.
Yep. You as well, right. Sir.
Some things never change. ESPN Wisconsin, ESPNWisconsin.com.